I suppose the second half was positive in that we're very disappointed with our first half performance. You know, we struggled to win ball around the middle of the field, you know, in the air and on the ground, particularly from their kick out. We dropped a lot of stuff short, we missed chances, and look, we weren't in a great, well, not a poor position at half time, but we had to up the thing in the second half, and we did against the wind. You know, we even though obviously the man sent off, we were much better in the second half, but then we got ourselves into a real good position and would have liked to hold on, but look, they had a chance towards the end as well, so we'll take the point. But there's a lot of aspects of performance now we wouldn't be overly happy with.
Would you be disappointed that you didn't make more off the extra man in that last 25 minutes or so?
Well, you would, I suppose, in some ways, but it the game is so fluid now, and you know, it's not as easy to make use of an extra man as it maybe was at one stage, you know, and they're able to get their full quota back into the defensive positions, and we did have chances, obviously, and didn't take all our chances, but so no, look, it's I suppose the position we're in at half time, you know, at least we got a point out of it, but at the same time there's a lot of areas now that we wouldn't be happy with.
Lots of debuts there, and you must be very pleased with a lot of those, especially Ethan Jordan.
Yeah, Ethan, I don't know what he ended up with, was one nine. Yeah, no, he was excellent there. Joey Clark, who I thought was a great game in the corner, and the other lads did well too, and in fairness, that we could have talked, you know, more than the two lads off at half time. We just wanted to rejig things around. We wanted to get Big Brian in around the middle of the field, because we felt that, you know, they were winning a lot of the aerial battles in the first half. There's plenty of debuts and lads coming in, younger lads coming in and getting a taste of that level of football, you know, but overall, just look at, I suppose, better getting one point than none, but we've a lot of work to do at the same time.
You go up to Celtic Park next weekend, I suppose, needing to really get a kick somehow out of this tonight, and it's not an easy place to go to.
No, it is not, and especially Derry lost today as well, you know, and their first home game, you know, and they have a very strong team out. They've maybe 13 of the lads who would have been on the, you know, on their team a couple of years ago, they got the All-Ireland semi-finals. They've a very experienced team out there, you know, so it's going to be a hard battle, but that's the way it's going to be, you know, and I suppose we've new fellas coming on, we're trying to blood them, we're trying to see up this level of football. There's some of the older, more experienced lads coming back gradually, you know, so, but look, it's another challenge for us, and that's what we'll be preparing ourselves for.